Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
We begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Lehechan Golin. Okay, where do they go to Galut? Where are the Arei Miklat? Lehechan Golin, Arei Miklat, Shalosh Be'Evrei Yadin, Shalosh Be'Eretz Kanaan. There was three Arei Miklat on the other side of the Jordan River, and there was three in Eretz Kanaan. Shenemat, et Shalosh Arim Tetenu, Be'Evrei Yadin, Shalosh Arim Tetenu Be'Eretz Kanaan. So you have three and three. Ad Shalosh Nefhalu Shalosh Be'Eretz Yisrael, Lo Hayu Shalosh Be'Evrei Yadin, Koltot. Until the ones in Eretz Yisrael were established, the three on the Evrei Yarden did not work, which means the three on Evrei Yarden were not functional until the three in Eretz Yisrael were operational. Shneimar shesh are miklat tiyena ad shu sheshtan kotot ke'ad. Shesh are, you have to have six of them all working at the same time. Umchavenot lahem derachim mizu mizu. Umchavenot lahem derachim, which means Beit Din would make sure that the roads were straight, that the murderer would have easy access to them. They take the stones from the roads and make sure the road is paved and make sure there's signs, so everybody knows exactly how to access the Arei Miklat. Shneimar tachin lecha haderech. Tachin lecha haderech, Beit Din has an obligation to prepare the roads. Veshin lashtam umoslin naim shnei tamidei achamim. And on the way to running to the Arei Miklat, they give the murderer two tamidei achamim that run with him, because they don't want him to get killed on the way. V'idabiru elav, and they'll speak to the Goel Adam, like the Gemara is going to say. They're going to tell the Goel Adam, listen, he didn't mean it, it was a shogeg, they're going to have to kill him. So Tamid Akim try to talk to Goel Adam out of killing the Rotziach. Rabbi Meir Omer, who medabir ayde atzmo? No, he defends himself. Shneimar v'zeh devara Rotziach. He speaks to the Goel Adam, please, I did it by mistake, what do you want? Okay, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer, betechila, ahad shogeg, ahad mezid makdimim na'ale miklat. In the beginning, everybody goes to the Arei Miklat. Ahad shogeg, ahad mezid. All murderers, right away after they kill, they run to the Arei Miklat. Bedin shulchem revin oto misham. Then Bedin brings all the victims, all the criminals, he brings them to the Bedin. Mishel t'chayev bita bebedin argu. Okay, whoever's chayev bita, because it was mezid, they kill him. Vishalot chayev bita patru. And somebody's not chayev bita, was honest, they let him go. Mishel t'chayev galut. But somebody that was shogeg, they find that he was chayev galut. Mahazrin oto, they send him back to the Arei Miklat. Shenemar, v'yeshivu oto aida el ir miklato. They send him back to ir miklato. Comes Gemara and begins, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Shalosh arim hivdin Moshe be'Evrei Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu established the three Arei Miklat in Evrei Yarden. U'mekenegdan hivdil Yoshua be'Eretz Kanaan. And in Eretz Kanaan, Yoshua established the other three. U'mkuvanot ayu kimin shtei shurot shebakerim. Which means, and the three in Eretz Yisrael were corresponding, the three in Evrei Yarden, like two rows in a kerem, like two rows in a vineyard. They were mechuvenot ze laze. What explains? Hebron b'Yehuda keneged Betzel b'Midbar, Shechem b'Har Ephraim keneged Ramot b'Gilad, Kedesh b'Har Naftali keneged Golan b'Bashan. So one corresponding the other altogether, six Arei Miklat, again like two rows of a kerem. Comes the Gemara and says v'shilashta. It says, and you will divide Eretz Yisrael, also speak, into three parts. So it says, what do you learn from over here? Shiyu mishulashim, which means you split the land into three parts. Shiye darom lehevron, kehevron leshchem, umehevron leshchem, kemeshchem lekedesh, umeshchem lekedesh, kemekedesh latzafon, which means they're equidistant to each other. Which means from the border to the first Arei Miklat, Hebron, and then from Hebron to Shechem is the same distance from Hebron to Shechem to Shechem to Kadesh, and then Shechem to Kadesh is the same distance between Kadesh and Tzafon, which means they would make them equidistant to each other all the are miklat. Okay, that's an Eretz Yisrael, by the way. So comes Gemara and says, okay, Gemara now has a question. The Gemara's question is, okay, three on Eretz Yisrael side and three on Eved Yarden side. So Gemara's question is like this. It's not. It's not proportioned. You have 9.5 tribes in Eretz Israel; they get 3. You have 2.5 tribes on Eved Yarden; they also get 3. 3 doesn't make sense. Amar Rabbeinu b'Gilad shechirot zchim. My answer is in Gilad, you had a lot of rotzim. Now this makes no sense. L'chaora. So you had a lot of rotzim in Gilad. In the Eved Yarden region, there was a lot of rotzim. Who goes to Eid Miklat? Shugigim. So what does that mean? You had a lot of rotzim. There was a lot of shugigim in Eved Yarden. It's a shugig. Shugig is a mistake. There's a lot of rotzim. What does that mean? So the different explanations were said. Tosfot gives an explanation that I'll wait to explain the Tosfot until we get to the Gemara on the Amud Bet. So we'll see Tosfot in a minute. But the other explanations are interesting. One explanation is that in a society that you have a lot of intentional rotzim, you will have a lot of unintentional rotzim as well. Which is, in a society that, say, allows guns, and everybody has a gun, so there's going to be shugigim as well. There's going to be mistakes because everybody's carrying a gun, so therefore you're going to have unintentional murders. The gun went off by mistake, the kid picked it up and shot, and so on and so forth. So, b'gilad shechichi rotzim mizidim. And as a result, it caused a lot of rotzim shugigim to come about. That could be one answer. How do we know that in Gilad there's a lot of rotzim? Dichtiv says the pasuk Gilad kriyat po'ale avin akuba midam. My akuba midam barbi azar shayu okbim laharog nefashot. Okbim, they were ambushed, like so to speak, in order to kill nefashot. Comes Gemara and asks. Okay, what is the other answers to this over here? The Ramban mefarish shalotzchim shem ayu noagim beorma umareim atzmam kilu argu b'shogeg. They're wise guys. They would kill b'mezid, but they would orchestrate it as if they did it b'shogeg. They would make it look like it was a mistake. Umachar sheyu rotzchim rabim shargu b'mezid borchim na'ir miklat. So a lot of rotzchim mezidim are running to arim miklat because they made it look like they were shugigim. So therefore they did it a lot of arim miklat. Another explanation we can say is like this. Begil'ad shechichi rotzchim is not going on the shugigs. It's going on the go'alei hadam. Since the go'alei hadam are very hot-headed and they're very hot-blooded, so therefore maybe you can't quantify how many shugigims there were, but once there's a shugig, for sure he's going to get killed by a goel adam. So you needed to have a lot of arim miklat for him to get to the zone before the goel adam comes and kills him. So there's rabim shchei rotzim on the goel adam. Okay, that's another explanation. Huh? It says three. You need three. Is that the kadur? What says you need three in every adam? Yeah. So we you know why? Yeah, because you have to why. It doesn't make sense. I have to give it to us to make sense. I mean, well, three, there's 9.5 tribes here and there's 2.5 tribes there. It's not proportional. Put 5 and 1. Well, we have a right to understand the Torah. If we can't come up with a reason, then we'll say it's a chok. But we gave a reason. Comes Gibran says.
The Mishnah already tells us that the Mizidim also go.
This is an opinion. Very good, another answer. Very good, another answer. According to that opinion, it's not everybody holds that opinion. According to that opinion, it's not me. Not a Mizidim go also, so if we need to have it, we can. Excellent. Very good. Umayshina mehaigisa, mehaigisa de minhake, umayshina mitziae de mikarbe. Which means, those people that live, let's say, by the borders, by the southern border or the northern border, which means they are close, they are further from the Eid Miklat. The people that are in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, they are closer to the Arei Miklat. Which means, in the center of Eretz Yisrael, they were equidistant to each other, the three Arei Miklat. But from the borders, they were like double the distance from the first border to the first Ein Miklat was double the distance from Ein Miklat to Ein Miklat. So why the people on the borders had a longer trip to get from the first Ein Miklat than the people that were in the center?
Amar Rabbi Yeh, Gemara says, B'Shechem Nameh Shechichei Rotzchim.
Okay, Shechem also, there was a lot of Rotzchim, which is in the Merkaz of Eretz Yisrael, in the center. Dektiv, Uchake Ish Gedudim, like armed robbers, Heber Kohanim Derech Yiratzichu Shechema. They would gather like Kohanim, in order to kill in the city of Shechem. So the Gemara says, "My chaver kohanim." What do you mean? They gather like a group of kohanim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, "Shem mitchaberim naharog nefashot ki kohanim alalu shem mitchaberim lahalok terumot bebet geranot." They used to come together to kill people, like the kohanim come together to collect the teruma and to split the teruma in the bet geranot in the granary. So they would come in cahoots together to kill people. So if it's sister Shechem, there was a lot of tzchim. They had to put the ir miklat close to Shechem. So therefore, they put it away from the border in order to make it as such. Okay, just to clarify, let's read over here. They split the land into four parts. Ha'arim, Hebron, is in the Darom, that's on the Darom side, and Kadesh is in the Safon. They were further from the border, a quarter of the length of Eretz Yisrael. Nimsa, she'elu shogerim sham, yusachilus merchok reba me'orkat shel ha'aretz. Exactly. If you live in the border, you had to run a quarter of the distance of the land in order to get to the first Ein Miklat. Right? And Mashiachin, once already you got to the first Ein Miklat, they were close to each other and you only had to go a shorter distance. Lo ayusachim avot elam mechasit me'merchak reskad, ha'enu sheminit me'orkat shel ha'aretz, which is each one was an eighth of the land. So the first is a quarter and a quarter, so that's half of the land from the borders, right? A quarter to the first Ein Miklat of the land, and then from the other border, another quarter, that's half already of the land, and the other half was divided within the three Ein Miklat, an eighth and eighth and eighth, like that. So therefore, they were close to each other. Yeah, we did that because in Shechem there was a lot of Tzim also. Same answer, and therefore you need to have it close to Shechem, the three Ein Miklats. Let's give it an answer. Okay. There's only six Ein Miklat. It says besides the six, you have to put another 42 cities. The 42 cities of the Leviim were also considered Ein Miklat. So it's really 48 cities of Ein Miklat. Which means the six primary ones, they protect the Yotzeiach, whether he knows he's in the Ein Miklat or whether he doesn't know that he's in the Ein Miklat, which is even if he stumbled into it by mistake, it's kolet. However, halalu, this 42 of the Leviim, ledaat koltot, shelo ledaat eno koltot. But if he doesn't know he's in there, it's not going to be kolet. So therefore, there's a difference between the 6 and the 42. The 6, ben ledaat, ben shelo ledaat kolet. It protects him. But shaking the 42 of the Leviim, he has to know that he's indeed in the city. Comes again, Gemara says, Hebron, Ein Miklatu? You just told me one of the Ein Miklat is Hebron. Vaketi vayitenu lechalev et Hebron ka'asheh di ben Moshe. That what God gave as a result of Caleb, because he spoke good about the land, so he gave him the land. Now we know the Ein Miklat belonged to the Leviim. Caleb was from Shevet Yehuda, so how could Hebron be one of the Ein Miklat? Ein Miklat is only the cities of the Leviim. Why? But you told me Hebron is one of them. Amar Abaye Parvadaha, which means the outskirts were given, not Hebron itself, the outskirts of Hebron, and that's also called Hebron. V'dichtiv et sedeh ha'ir v'et hasadeh natu lechaleb ben Yefuneh. He didn't give him the city proper. Hebron got the outskirts. Gemara says v'kedesh Ein Miklat davai. Another question: Kedesh is one of the Ein Miklat. V'aketiv, it says when they were giving out the halakim to Shevet Naphtali, it says v'areh mifsar, the big cities, the fortified cities, hatsidim, tzer, v'hamat, rakat, v'chinaret, v'kedesh, v'edrei, v'en hatzor. These were all the cities that were given to Naphtali. V'tanya, arim alalu, we have a law. When it comes to areh miklat, en osim otam, lo tirim ketanim, you're not allowed to make areh miklat, not a small little city, because there's not enough food over there. You'll see why you have to have a lot of food in Adel Miklat. Small cities, they don't have too much access to food. You don't want to make it too big a metropolis either, because it would be very easy for the Goel Adam to just sneak himself into the big city and kill and make trouble. Ela ayarot benonit. You make it a middle-sized city. Oh, but it says in Navi that the city of Kadesh was a Mifsar. Mifsar means it was a big metropolis, a big city. You just tell me now the Ir Miklats are not allowed to be big. And one of the big cities that they gave to Naphtali was what? Kadesh. And Kadesh is one of the Ir Miklat. How could it be? Amar Rav Yosef, Tarte Kadesh Havai. Okay, there's two different Kadeshes. The two cities Kadesh. Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher says, Kegon, Slikum Ve'akra De Slikum. Which means, it's like the city of Slikum, which was the big metropolis, and then you had the small suburb area called Slikum also. You have the big one and you have the small one, the major and the minor one. So therefore, that's what they had. Right? You have the great one and you have the little one. Great neck, little neck. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Gufa, Arima Lalu. En osim ota lo tirim ketanim. These cities of Arei Miklat, you don't make them small. Velo kerachim gedolim, not big cities. Ela ayarot benoniyot, mediocre. De'en moshivim otam ela b'mkom mayim. You got to put it in a place where there's water. Dim en sham mayim. For example, there's no wells and things like that. Mevi'im lahem mayim. They have to dig rivers there and bring in irrigation. De'en moshivim otam ela b'mkom shevakim. And you got to put it next to a place where there's markets, so they can have access to food. And you have to put it where there's a lot of people, because we don't want to go El Adam or come with an army and it'll overtake the city and they'll start killing. So you put it in a heavily populated area, just in case the El Adam comes in with a big group, there could be a proper resistance. If let's say the population starts to dwindle in the cities that are next to the Arei Miklat, Mosifin alehin, you have to resettle more people over there. Nitmaatu diyurehin, if let's say the dwellers of the Ir Miklat itself start to dwindle, Mevi'im lahem kohanim, Mevi'im v'Yisraelim, in order they come and live there. Why did it say kohanim, Mevi'im v'Yisraelim? It means miyuhasim. You bring people that have good lineage, that are not violent people. Because you want you don't want people that are hot-headed to come to the Ir Miklat, because they'll kill the Shofchei Adam also. So therefore, when the population goes down, you bring in Anashim Yuhasim, people that have good lineage, that are not, Rotshaim and things like that, so they can come and move into the, they'll have Rahmanut, and they won't give over the Rotshaim to the Goel Adam. Right? The Goel Adam's going, hey, where's the Rotshaim? If you have good people in the city, they're not going to be Moser to give over the kills. Ve'en mochrim nahem lo kele zayin. You're not allowed to sell ammunition in the Ir Miklat either. Ve'lo kli mitzuda. You can't even sell animal traps. Again, because these things can be used by the Goel Adam. Go to the Ir Miklat to buy a gun and then go kill. Ve'er bine hamya. Ve'achamim atirim. Achamim say, you can sell kli zayin. Ve'shavin, but everybody, ve'she'en porsim betucham mitzudot. You're not allowed to set traps in the city for animals. Ve'en mashin betucham havalim. Nor can you set different types of ropes that they used to also. Kedei shelo teregel goel adam mitzuyasham, which means you don't want to give the goel adam a reason to come to the city. Now, if there's hunting in the city and there's traps and there's things like that, so he wants to come to the city to trap his animals. So we don't want to make it any appealing at all for him to come to the city. So therefore, there's none of that stuff either. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Me'ekera, what do you need all these things for? Why do you have to make sure the Ir Miklat has money, has more water? Why do you have to make sure that the Ir Miklat has mezonot? What do we care? And what it says, because it says Venas elachat ha'arim ha'el v'chai, it says, and he will run to one of the cities of refuge and he will live. Avi le mided teved hayuta. You have to make sure that he has a good life over there. So that's to be water, that's to be marketplaces, that's to be protection for him. Only because of the word v'chai. You have to make sure that he has life. And because of this, the Gemara says another halakha. Tana, we have a braita. Talmid shegala maglin rabbo emo. A student that killed Meshogeg, his rabbi has to go to Galut with him. He has to move there. Shnei emar v'chai. It says he has to live there. Avid lemidi tetevele hayuta. And a student cannot live without his rabbi. So it says, v'chai. How's he going to live in the Ir Miklat without the shi'urim, without the Devarei Torah, without anything? So therefore, the rabbi's got to move to Galut now in order to give the kid a life. The Gemara says, as a result of this, a lesson. Amar Rav Zaira Mikan, Shelo Yishne Adam Talmid Sheinu Hagun. You shouldn't teach a kid that's not Hagun. Because what's going to happen is Avonot are going to cause him to kill Bishogeg, and you're going to end up having to move to Galut with him. So therefore, maybe better check out the guy before you start teaching him. Amar Rav Yohanan Harav Shegala. Opposite. I said, a rabbi went to Galut. Magdin Yeshivato Emo. He's got to take it. They send the yeshiva into Galut with him. Because also the rabbi can't live without the yeshiva. It's a two-way street. So therefore, he has no life without it. Ini, we have a contradiction. V'amar Rabbi Yohanan, minayin ledivrei Torah shehen koltin. Which means the divrei Torah itself is kolet. Which is somebody that studies Torah protects him. What does he have to go to Ein Miklat for? He's studying Torah. The Torah itself is protecting you from all the problems. Shere Imar, as it says, it bits it by Mirbar, when it talks about the three Ein Miklat, Uchti Batri Vesota Torah. Right after the Zota Torah, Shesam Moshe. What's the connection between the Zota Torah and the Ein Miklat? To come and teach them. Just like the Ein Miklat protects the Rotsayat, studying Torah also protects. So what do you got to go anywhere for? Lakasha, habe'nad asikba, habe'nad ala asikba. As much as Adam was sick by Torah, of course the Torah is protecting him. However, be'nad ala asikba, but he's not learning Torah, then the Torah does not protect him. So therefore, maybe the Gwil Adam is going to get him at the time that he's not learning Torah. Therefore, he's got to go to Ir Miklat. Viba'itema, my koltin, what does it mean it's kolet? It doesn't mean that the Tevret Torah is like an Ir Miklat. What it meant is, mimalach ha-mavet, that at the time that you're learning Torah, it protects the person from the malach hamavet, which means not from the revenge of the goel adam. It's not like Eid Miklat. No, you got to go to Eid Miklat. You got to go to Miklat. Torah's not Eid Miklat. But it says koltin. Koltin means it protects the person from the malach hamavet. How does it protect the person from malach hamavet? Give us a story. He had Rav Chasda. Hava yati v'garis be'erav. Rav Chasda was learning in the yeshiva of Rav. Elo hava kayachi shlichad malach adam mutal lemichlad legabe. The malach hamavet was not able to come close to him to get him. He didn't stop learning. Every second he was learning Torah. Sadiq v'yativa arza deberav. So he went, the malach hamavet, and he sat on a cedar tree outside the Beit Midrash. He's waiting for the rabbi to stop learning for a second. Baka arza. So what did he do? He cracked open the cedar tree, which made a lot of noise. V'shatik. So Rav Chasda kept quiet for a second from the noise. That 1 second he kept quiet from learning Torah, boom, Malach HaMavet was able to get him. Same story like we learned by David and Melech, Alav HaShalom, in the second Shabbat, Daf Lamed. Amar Bitarchon Bar Chanilai, Mepenem HaZachar Uven Limanot Batzala Techila. Why when we're counting these six Adem Miklat, we count Betzir? Betzir was from the Uven's section. Why does he get the zikud that when we're counting the six Adem Miklat, Betzir is the first one that we count, that Uven is the Gabe Hatzalah, where you're saving the murderers? Why does Uven go first? Mepineshu patach batzalat techila. Because he also opened with Hatzalat techila. Shnei Amar, Vayishmar Uven, Vayatzidu Miyadam. When it came to the brothers, who was the first one that tried to save Yosef as-Sadiq? It says, Vayishmar Uven, Uven heard the plan, Vayatzidu Miyadam. So therefore he got me that, can't get me that. Later on, when we talk about Hatzalah, it puts the Uven first in Betzir. That has to be similar in my dichtiv. As Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'ever Yarden Mizlecha Shamesh. Which means, why does the Torah come along and say that Moshe Rabbeinu separated three cities for Ein Miklat, Mizlecha Shamesh? We got to do the Mizlecha Shamesh in the east of the sun, where the sun is in the east. What does it got to do with the sun? So Gemara says, Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Hazrach Shemesh Lerotzchim. God was telling Moshe, shine the sun for the murderers. Which means when you build these cities, build them with water, build them with food, like give them sunshine, give them the proper amenities. Ikade Amre, some say, Amar Lo Hizrachta Shemesh Lerotzchim. Not that God was telling Moshe to do it, God was telling Moshe, Hazak Baruch, Hizrachta Shemesh Lerotzchim. You did it. You set up the cities, and therefore you have given light to the Rotzchim. That I should be seen by Dichtiv. Ohev Kesef. Lo Yizbak Kesef. Person that loves money will never be satiated for money. Umi ohev behamon, lo tevua. Gemara will explain the end of the pasuk in a minute. Ohev kesef, lo yisbak kesef. This is really referring to what's kesef? Not money, mitzvot. Person that loves the mitzvot, he'll never be satiated from the mitzvot. Ze Moshe Rabbeinu, shayayodaya she'en shlosh arim shebe'evre yadin koltot, עד שלא נבחלו שלוש שבעי לסכנען. ואמר מצווה שבאה לידי, אקיים אינה. We just learned in the Mishnah that the three in Eved Hayarden don't become operational until the three in Eretz Yisrael become established. So Moshe Rabbeinu, technically, why did he go and establish the three? They don't work anyway until Yeshua says the three. So Moshe is Ohev Kesef, Lo Yisbach Kesef. He says, a mitzvah that I can do now, I'm going to do as much as I can, even though it's only half a mitzvah. And it's the mitzvah that cannot even be fulfilled yet. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very, very excited when it came to the doing mitzvot. Is even the mitzvah that I cannot complete, that's coming to my hand now, I'll do as much as I can. The Gemara is praising Moshe Rabbeinu for his diligence in doing the mitzvot, even though he knew he cannot see it to completion. Umi yohev behamon lo tevua. Lemi na'el lamed behamon? Who is worthy to teach in public? Umi ohev behamon? Who is good to teach in the hamon? Ledrosh halakot barabim? Mi shekol tevua shelo. Somebody that has all the tevua, which means he's baki. He knows all the halakha, agada, mishnah. Read the law as if it's a kirei uktiv. Umi ohev behamon lo tevua, like a lamed vav. The one that has tevua, that has all the goods. V'hanu damar bi el'azar, ma dikhtiv? Mi yimalel givurot Hashem, yashmiya kol tehillato. Lemi na'el limalel givurot Hashem? Who is the worthy, the one to speak the givurot of Hashem, to teach Torah barabim? Lemi shiyachol yashmiya kol tehillato. The one that's able to give all the praise, which is he has all the mekorot, and he's able to give all the derashot. So again, the pasuk is mi yimalel givurot Hashem? Who can speak the praises of Hashem? Meaning, say over beautiful divrei Torah, Yeshmiya kol tehillato, the one that can say all the praises of him. I mean, the one that is fluent in all these farim. Rabbanan beitima rabba bar mori amar mi ohev behamon lo tevua kol ohev behamon. Anybody that loves tamidei hakamim, that have a lot of Torah in their mind, lo tevua. What's going to happen? He's going to end up having tamidei hakamim as children. Yahabu be Rabbanan einayu be rabba be red rabba. They looked at Rava, the son of Rabba. Rabba, his father, loved Torah, and he loved Tamid Hakamim. What did God reward Rabba with? He gave him a son like Rabba. So you see what? Those that love, those that teach Torah or learn Torah, their reward will be Lo Tebua. They themselves will get Tebua. They will have Tamid Hakim as children themselves. Rabba Sheh Amar Kolao Hev Del Mor Behamon. Anybody that loves to teach Torah with the group, Behabura, Lo Tebua. Which means only people that learn together in a group, they gain. To them, they have the wheat. Because when you learn in a group, what happens? Everybody sharpens each other. Everybody contributes to the Hadushim. And therefore, you have a crystallized concepts. Like the Gemara says, V'ayru damar Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Hanina, May dikhtiv, Cherev el abadim v'no'alu. Cherev al savere soneheim shel tamidei hachamim, shiyoshvim ve'oskim b'Torah bad bebad. There's a sword that stands over the enemies of the Tamidei Hachamim. It means the Tamidei Hachamim, but it doesn't want to say it. There's a sword, Bar Minan, over the enemies of the Tamidei Hachamim that are studying by themselves. Since they're studying by themselves, they're making mistakes. They're not learning with Havruta, they're not learning in a group. And therefore, Bar Minan says there's a sword over their head to... Not good. Velo od ela shemetapeshi. Now you're that, they become a tapesh. If they study alone, they become foolish. Ketivacha v'no'alu. It says over here in the pasuk v'no'alu. Ketivatam. It says over there when Aharon was asking mechila, when he spoke lashon hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, says Asher no'alnu, meaning we acted in a way of tepshut. So therefore, it says no'alnu is tepshut, and over there it says by people are learning alone. It's no'alnu. Asher no'alnu. V'lo od ela shechotim. Not only that, that makes sense, because since they're going to learn wrong, they're going to misinterpret what they learned because nobody had to correct them. They're going to end up doing what they learned, and it's avon or chet. So therefore, not only that, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to make sins. Shne'emar v'asher chatanu v'i ba'et emam ha'acha no'alu tzare so'an. They came to make sins. So therefore, you see that studying alone is not good. Ravina amar kol ha'ohev l'lamed behamon lo tevua. Somebody that likes to teach Torah to a lot of people, it's good also. Why? Because the students will teach the rabbi. The students will give insights to the rabbi. That's why it's good to teach many students. Rabbi said, "Harbe Torah lamati mirabotai." I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbis. ומחברה יותר מהם. And I learned more from my friends than from my rabbis. ומתלמידי יותר מכולן. And from my students, I learned more. I learned from my rabbis. I learned from my friends, my chavruta, even more than my rabbi. And I learned from my students, even more than, because what? When you're saying the shi'ud, there's back and forth. It's give and take, and therefore it becomes crystallized. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, my dichtiv. Omdot ayu ragdenu misharayt Yerushalayim. It says, our legs were standing in the gates of Yerushalayim. Mi garam leragdenu shi'amdu b'milchama. What zechut did we have that our feet, our legs stood in war, and we succeeded in war? Omedot ayu ragdenu. Where? On the battlefield. Because why? Sha'arei Yerushalayim she'ayu oskim b'Torah omdot ayu raglenu b'melchama. Why? B'sha'arei Yerushalayim. Because the yeshivas in Yerushalayim were studying Torah, and therefore we had success in the war. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi, my diktiv she'era ma'alot David samachti be'om nivni bet Adonai nerech. David HaMelech says, samachti be'om. I was very happy when they told me, bet Hashem nerech. Let's go build the Beit HaMikdash. אמר דוד מפתח הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, שאמרתי בני אדם שהיו אומרים, מתי ימות זקן זה, ויבוא שלמה בנו ויבנה בית הבחירה, ונעלה לרגל, ושמחתי. I heard the people murmuring behind me, when is this old man going to die already, so his son, שלמה can come and build the בית המקדש. דוד אומר, I was happy, שמחתי באומרים לי, I was happy when they told me, בית השם נלך, let's go to the בית המקדש, even though they were asking for my death. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, God tells David, what do you think? I like your service even more than the service of Shlomo that's going to have all the korbanot. Ki tov yom b'chaserecha me'alef. Tov li yom echad she'ata osek b'Torah lefanai me'elef olot she'atid Shlomo b'necha l'akrim lefanai agalei mizbayah. Ki tov yom b'chaserecha, one day that you spend in the chaser of the Bet Midrash me'alef is even greater than the 1,000 korbanot that Shlomo HaMelech is destined to bring. Comes again, I continue. So we said what? You have to prepare the roads for the Areh Miklat. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Miklat haya katuv al parashat derachim. Kedei sheyakir harotzeach v'yifneh lesham. When you have a fork in the road, you have to put signs. Miklat, this way. Because otherwise the rotzeach is not going to know how to get there. So it says, Tachin lechad derech, have to prepare the roads. So they will put signs in order that everybody, the Anotzim, would know. One of the Mefarshim said, one of the Balei Musar said, there's another mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim on the holiday. Shalosh regalim, shalosh pa mishal yira'ech, uzukh gurecha. How come they don't put signs on the road, Yerushalayim? Why only when it comes to Eir Miklat? The explanation is, it's a lesson in Chinuch. It says, when it comes to the people that are going up to Yerushalayim, what? There's no signs. So what do they have to do? They have to knock on somebody's door. So now what happens? The children answer the door. Excuse me, could you tell me how to go to Yerushalayim? Oh, they have chinuch. They see that there's people going up to Yerushalayim for the regel. We want the children to come into contact with these people over here. When it comes to Rotzeiach, when the guy has blood dripping from his hands, we don't want him to come knock on the door. Does anybody know where the Eid Miklat is? So therefore we say, Tachin lechad derech, put signs up so they're able to go to the Eid Miklat. Comes and goes to Amar of Kana. Make it. How do you really have to prepare the roads for the Eid Miklat to put signs? Tachin lechad derech, ase lecha, hachana le derech. Make a preparation for the road. Rav Hama bar Hanina patach la petcha lai perchata meacha. When Rav Hama used to give a shi'ur on Eid Miklat, he used to open up his shiur with the following pasuk: Tov v'yashar Adonai al ken yore hatta'im b'darech, which means God guides the hatta'im. Right? Like we said over here, you have to do everything in your power to save the rotzeach, the shogeg. That's why you have to prepare the roads. Al ken yore hatta'im b'darech, he guides them on the road, like we said. He tries to save them. So he says, "Im lachatayim yore kavachomer letzadikim." If God is interested in saving the hatayim, the sinners, kavachomer, God is going to try to save the tzadikim from puranut. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish patach la petcha lahay parshata meacha. When he used to talk about the rotzach b'shogeg parasha, he used to open up with the following derasha: "Vasher lo tzada," which means lo tzada, he didn't prepare to kill; it was unintentional. But what? God brought it to him. I mean, it happened. So Gemara says, what do you mean? God brings a person to make a mistake like this? Why would God bring a guy to kill Meshogeg? It says, "Kasher Yomar Meshal Kadmoni." It's like the old Mashal says. What's the oldest Mashal in the world? The Torah. They call it Mashal Kadmoni. So he says, like the old parable goes. The old parable is like what we learn from the Torah. Mirshaim Yitse Resha. From Rishaim, what comes out of Rishaim? From evil people comes out evil. What does it mean over here? What is this pasuk talking about? Story. You have two guys that killed. One guy killed Meshogeg, one guy killed Bemezid. They both got off free. There was no witnesses. So the guy from Shogeg, he got off the hook. He didn't have to go to Galut. And the guy that killed Bemezid, he got off the hook because there was no witnesses also. So you got two murderers walking around the street. What does God do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazminam lepundak ehad. God brings them to the same hotel. You have the Shogeg guy and the Mezid guy. Now they're staying in the same hotel. They check into the same hotel. Veze shalak bemezid. The guy that killed Bemezid, Yosef ta'ata sunam. He's sitting over there under a ladder. Veze shalak b'shogeg. The guy that killed b'shogeg, yored b'sunam. He's coming down the ladder. He's in the hotel. He's coming down the ladder. What happens? What does God make it happen? Venofel alav. And the Rotzeach b'shogeg falls under Rotzeach b'mezid. Vehorgo. And there's witnesses. Zeh shalak b'mezid ne'erag. Vezeh shalak b'shogeg. Everybody gets what they deserve. The guy that killed b'mezid ends up dying. And the guy that killed b'shogeg ends up going to Galut. So, Pesach means, Mirishaim Yetzer Resha. The guy that killed b'shogeg, it's because he did it once before. And therefore, God brings them together now in order to get his punishment. And the Rotzeach b'mezid also, God brings them to that same place. So both of them are going to meet the justice out. So now we understand, back to our original question that we had, B'Gilad Shchichi Rotzchim. Remember we said, oh, there's three Eid Miklat on the side of Gilad. So we said, oh, what do you mean? It's three and three. It's not proportionate. There's only 2.5 tribes there. Oh, in Gilad, there were a lot of Rotzchim. Not a Shogigim over there. So Tosfot came along. If you look at the Tosfot on Tet Amud Bet, the bottom Tosfot, Begit Gad Shchei Rotzchim, Perush Ulahachi Utsrachnu Na'adem Miklat, Lefi Shehorgim B'mezid Belo Edim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazminan Lepundak Echad. Which means, like we learned earlier, there's a lot of Rotzchim. That what? Like the story over here. A lot of Rotzchim. What does God do to Rotzeach b'mezid? He brings him to a pundak. And what ends up happening? He brings somebody that killed b'shogeg in order to kill the guy who's b'mezid. So he goes to death and he goes to Ir Miklat. So since this, when there's a lot of Rotzchim, so mezidim, so therefore God orchestrates that there'll be shogigim that will come to kill the Rotzchim mezidim. That's what they want to answer. תוספות כאן מציעים פירוש אחר. הגמרא לכמה מלמדת שאם לא נענש הרוצח בבית דין, like there was no witnesses, מכל מקום נענשים הם בידי שמיים. כבר הוא מזמין את הרוצח בשוגג ואת הרוצח מזמין לפונדק אחד, וגורם לכן שהרוצח בשוגג ייפול מהסולם על רוצח וירוג אותו. נמצא שהרוצח נהרג והורג בשוגג יגלה. ומאחר שבגלל רוצחים רבים, there was a lot of Rotzchim that didn't get their punishments. There was no Edim. They're killing all over the place. The witnesses, there was not. So therefore, which means, this is a beautiful explanation. The way they explained it to Tosafot. So you have a lot of Rotzchim Mezidim that are off the hook over here. So God got to punish them. So what does God do? He brings Rotzchim Shogegim from other places. And now they move into Gilad because he's got to bring these two guys to the hotel so they each will get their punishment. So in Gilad, Shkichei Rotzchim, Shogegim also. Because since there's a lot of Mezidim, you need a lot of Shogegim there too to make this scenario. So the Shogegim would be in their minds to move to Gilad. Because Hashem would put that in their minds over there because he needs to bring them together. So that's why it says Shkichei Rotzchim. There's Shogegim there also. Amar Rav Abba Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna. From the Tanakh, we have a following principle that can be learned from the Tanakh. Bederech she'adam rotze lelech, in the way that a person wants to go, bam molichin oto. In the Shamayim, they put him on the way, whatever he wants to go, that's the road they put him on. Min haTorah dechtiv, when Bil'am, he wanted to go curse the Jewish people. He couldn't wait to curse the Jewish people. What did God tell him originally? Lo tedekim mahim. But Bil'am really wanted to go. What does it say after? Uchtiv kum lechitam. Okay, so you want to go? Bore Olam says, Bederech she'adam rotze lelech, kum lechitam. You want to go the wrong way? So God opens up the road for him as well. Min haNevi'im dechtiv, it says in Yeshaya, Ani Hashem Eloheicha, melamedcha lehu'il. God says, I am showing you things that will benefit you, or to, for your benefit. However, madrichecha bederech telech, I will guide you on the road, whichever road it is, even if it's not a right road, I will guide you on that road also. So you see, God says, whatever road you want to go, I'll guide you. I mean, haKetuvim dechtiv, im laletzim, hu yalitz. Guy wants to act like a letz, so God will put him on the road of letzanut. B'la'anavim, you want to go on the road of humble people? Yitin chen, so God will put you on the road of chen. It all depends on which road a person wants to go. God guides the person according to that. Amar Avuna, rotzeyach shegala le'ir miklat. Oh, very important halakha. The rotzeyach, on the way to the ir miklat, he's ready to the miklat. U'metza'o go'el adam v'arago. Go'el adam finds him and he kills him. Batur. Now, we think this is a pashut halakha. What do you mean? We learned this from when we were 2 years old. Of course, that's the whole reason of Ir Miklat. He's running there. The Goel Adam sees him on the way. He can kill him. He's patur. Shnei makasabar. Because this rabbi holds, when it says in the Pasuk, Velo en mishpat mavet. It says, and he does not have a death penalty on him. Who's the law? Who's the heed that doesn't have a death penalty? Begoel Hatam hu dichtiv. It's talking about the Goel Adam. Which means, so you read the Pasuk like this. Prepare yourself a road for the Ir Miklat. Why pen yirdof ko'el adam achar rotzeyah? Because maybe the ko'el adam is going to run after the rotzeyah, b'sigo, and he's going to catch him, v'ikau nafesh, and he's going to hit him, ve'lo en mishpat mavet. And if he does that, he's innocent, because he's allowed to kill the rotzeyah. So from this pasuk we learn that the ko'el adam is allowed to kill the rotzeyah before he gets to the ir miklat. Okay, what else is, what are you talking about? That's so pashut. Not so pashut. Metibe, we have a question from a braita. Velo en mishpat mavet. Berotzeyach hakatuv medaber. The lo en mishpat mavet is not going on the Goel Adam. The murderer is not chayav mita. Why? Because he did it. Beshogeg. That's what I'm saying. Velo en mishpat mavet. Oh. And therefore that Goel Adam is asur to kill him. Ata omer barotzeyach o enu ela begoel adam. Who told you? Maybe v'lo em mishpat mavet is going on the goel adam. Who told you it's going on the rotzeyach? Kishu omer ki lo sonehu lo metemol shilshom. Why is he not guilty? Because he didn't hate him. Meaning he wasn't malicious. It wasn't his enemy that he killed. Havi omer barotzeyach katu medaber. So the whole context of the pasuk is talking about the rotzeyach. And what does the pasuk say? V'lo em mishpat mavet. That the rotzeiach is not hayav mita, because v'lo sonelo metemol shoshom. There was no animosity between the one that he killed, meaning he killed him b'shogeg. So it comes out, we have a fantastic machloket over here. Is the goel adam allowed to kill the guy on the way to the in miklat? It all depends on how you learn the pasuk v'lo in mishpat mavet. Is it on the goel adam or is it on the rotzeiach? Chavz Gemaran says. Oh. Look at Rashi. You have to look at Rashi over here. Begoel Adam HaKetuv Medaber. See that Rashi right in the middle of the page there? Begoel Adam HaKetuv Medaber. V'achi ka'amar. Pen yirdof ko'el Adam achara rotzaya. Right? Lest the Goel Adam runs after the rotzaya. V'sigo. He'll catch up to him. V'ikau nafesh. Velo yitiyare mibetin. The Goel Adam, don't be scared if you kill him. Kilo em mishpat mavet. Vesof ha-mikra omer kilo sonehu musav al rosho. Pen yirdof Goel Adam, ani omer lecha lachil no ader kilo sone haya. Velo argo midah, which means, kilo sone is going back on the rotzeyah. Which means, I told you to prepare an ir miklat, because he's really innocent. Kilo sone. That's going on the rotzeyah. But when it says velo in mishpat mavet, that's going on the goel adam. and send the goel adam. Don't worry if you kill him. You're not chayabita. Kabbalah says actually machloket tanaim. Who the amar ki aitana the tanya velo im mishpat mavet begoel adam katu medaber ata omer begoel adam katu medaber o enu ela berot sayach keshu omer kilo soleu no betu shoshom הרי רוצח אמור. מה אני מקיים ולא משפט מוות? וגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר. זה, סוכות רבי הסתנה, אסתורים את גואל אדם. סוכות רבי מחלוק את תנאים, איפה את הפסוק ולא משפט מוות, סוכות גואל אדם, what's going on the רוצח תנן. ויהווה ברייתא. המשנה, מוסרים לו שני תמידי החכמים, you give the רוצח two rabbis that chase run with him to the inner מקלט. שמי יהרגנו בדרך, because we're worried that the good אדם might kill him on the דרך, וידברו אליו, they speak to him, my love, דמטרו בד, אי קטיל בר קטלהו, what do you need to do two rabbis for? Why two rabbis? אלא, because they're going to give the guy a warning, hey listen buddy, if you kill this נוצח, you're going to be חייב מיתה, oh this is a ראייה that what? That the good אדם cannot kill the נוצח, that's why the משנה says you put two תמידי חכמים with him, in order that they can give a warning, a legitimate warning to the guy to say, hey listen, Don't do it, right? Comes the Gabbalah and says, "Lo, that's not the reason." Kedetanya vidaberu elav. We want the rabbis to talk to the Goel Adam. Devarim hariuim lo, things that can appease him. Omrim lo, al tenhag bo menhag shof chedamim. Don't treat this guy like he killed in cold blood in Mizid. Don't treat him like he was a murderer. After all. The guy did it bishkaga. Therefore, you're not really, if the Goel Adam Akotis wants to kill him, you can kill him. But you try to talk him out of it. Listen, give the guy a break. He didn't do it bimizi. Don't treat him like a shofchei damim. He did it bishogeg. Rabbi Meir Omer, who medaber aide atzmo. Rabbi Meir says he himself has to talk to the rotzayah, adi Goel Adam. Shneimar veze devar harotzayah. The devar, the rotzayah himself has to talk. Amru lo, Hakamim said, הרבה שליחות עושה, which means sometimes it's better to do things על ידי שליח. הרבה שליחות עושה. Sometimes a person cannot communicate the right way. It's better to use a שליח, תמידי החכמים, to be able to speak on your behalf. On the contrary, maybe when the guy speaks up, the guy gets more angry. What do you mean? You killed my relative and all that. Sometimes הרבה שליחות עושה. Sometimes take the edge off of it. Let the שליחים את החכמים. It's better to do that. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, אמר מור, בשקגה בא מעשה לידו. Funny. The Gemara says, what do the rabbis tell the רוצח? I mean, the גואל אדם. Listen, it was שוגג. כמו זה פשיטה. דיבי מזיד בר גלותו. Isn't that obvious? If he's running to גלות, it must be because it was בשוגג. What do you guys say? Oh, it was בשוגג. Of course it was בשוגג. No, we learned about it in the Mishnah. In. That, now like we learned, רבי יוסף יהודה אומר, בתחילה אחד שוגג ואחד מזיד מקטיבים לערי מקלט ובדין שולחים מביאים אותם משם מי שתתחייב ביתה הרגו שנאמר ושחוץ כדי עירו ולקחו אותו משם ונתו אותו ביד גואל אדם באמת, מי שלא נתחייב פטרו שנאמר והצילו העדה את הרוצה מיד גואל אדם מי שתחייב גלות מחזרים אותו למקומו שנאמר והשיבו אותו העדה עד עיר מקלטו אשר נס שמה which is according to the Mishnah that was all the quote from the Mishnah That says what? Everybody runs to Ir Miklat originally. And then they take out all the people and they start judging them. The guy that's innocent, they let him go. The guy that's guilty, they kill him. And the guy that's galut worthy, they send him back. So therefore, it's not so pashut. When Goel Adam sees a guy running to Ir Miklat, he could be a mezid. That's what Tamid Nachim have to tell him. No. This guy was a shogeg. They try to explain it to him that he was indeed was a shogeg. Rabbi Omer me'atzmam hen gulim, which means Rabbi says no, not that the law says the mezidim have to go to the ir miklat. They did it on their own because every mezid thinks he's a shogeg. Kasmuri men different. Kasmuri men me'ad shogeg me'ad mezid kotot. They don't know the law. The mezid guy thinks I'll go to ir miklat, I'll get saved. They don't know that it only saves the שוגג, guys. ואינם יודעים שבשוגג קולטות, במזיד אינם קולטות. And therefore, everybody runs to the in miklat just on their own. That's why the rabbi says, hey, listen, go slow, this guy's a שוגג guy. So it's a machloket. Either halacha says that they have to run, or it was just reality that they would all run to the in miklat, because the mezidim thought that the in miklat was קולט. אמר רבי אלעזר, עיר שרובה רוצחים אינה קולטת. Wow. A city that the majority of the city is רוצחים. doesn't save. Shneimar v'dibir beuznei zekne ha'ira hi et debarav ve'lo shehushvu divrehem ledvarav, which means the zekne ha'ir, they speak et debarav. What are they speaking to? Which means, I guess, the Zekinim speak to the people of the city, to the Rotzheim. But the people of the city cannot be like the Rotzheim himself. They're speaking to the Rotzheim. But not that they are the same, that they have the same Avon. We are still as Rov Rotzheim. So then already, when they're speaking to the people of the city, Hushvu Devrehem Nidvarav. No, so the zekinim cannot be rotsim. What kind of derasha is that? So he says, "When the chaura, the derasha is ukeshe. Shalu ed mashlut the pasuk elas shalu yu zekinim rotsim. Omenayin yirkel lo medagelas shalu itenu bash le rotsim. Haruka shocham mevayer the derasha. Mashal pasuk shalot seyach medaber alehem. Haru shvikesh ulechamim. The rotsayach speaks to the zekne ha'ir. Please give me mercy. Let me come live in the city. I didn't kill b'mezid. I did b'shogeg." Which means, if the majority of the city was Rotzim, he wouldn't have to beg them to come live in the city, because they're all Rotzim also. So you see what? From the Pasuk to Mitzvah, they were not Rotzim. And how do you see that again? Please give me mercy. That's the point. The fact that he has to beg them to come into the city, that shows you that the majority of the city is not Rotzim. Because if the majority of the city was Rotzim, what do you got to beg them? You're also Rotzim. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. And so the fact that you see that they have to speak to the Zekne Ha'ir, oh, I want to come into the city, Mistama, it's a city that doesn't have Rov, Rotzhin. Amar bin Azar, Ir she'en ba Zekinim, a city that doesn't have a Beddin, does not become an Ir Meklat. Deba'in and Zekne Ha'ir, because the Pasuk says by the end of the day, you have to have Zekne Ha'ir, Veleka. Itmar, Ir she'en ba Zekinim, a city that does not have a Beddin, or elders, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi say, Had Omer Koletet. The Had Omer, Enak Koletet. Machloket. Some say, is it in Meklat? Some say it's not. Leman Damar, Enak Koletet, Ba'inan Zekne Ha'ir. Veleka. Because it says Zekne Ha'ir. You don't have it. Leman Damar Koletet, the one that says that it works, Mitzvah Be'alma. No, when the Pasuk says Zekini, it means it's a Mitzvah to have Zekini. But it's not mandatory. Ve'ir she'en ba zekinim, another city that doesn't have zekinim. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi say, Hadaman na'asa ben sureh demore. A city that doesn't have zekinim can become a ben sureh demore city. However, ve'hadamar en na'asa ben sureh. You cannot make a ben sureh demore in a city that does not have zekinim. Lema adamar en na'asa ben sureh demore ba'inan zekne iro ve'leka. Lema adamar na'asa ben sureh demore mitzvah ba'alma. Same story. That if you hold, it says zekne iro by ben sureh demore. So one says it's mandatory, and one says it is a mitzvah. Last point. Ir she'en ba zekinim. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi say, had amar mevi'ah egla arufa, v'had amar ena mevi'ah egla arufa. Lemad amar ena mevi'ah egla arufa, ba'inan zekne ha'ir ahi. Vedeka, lemad amar mevi'ah egla arufa, mitzvah be'alma. Good. Which means, same story. It's a zekne ha'ir by egla arufa. So we have three mahlokot. By ir meklat, it's a zekne ha'ir. By egla arufa, it's a zekne ha'ir. And by ben surin amur, it's a zekne ha'ir. And we have the same mahlokot. One says it's mandatory, and if the city does not have zekne ha'ir, it cannot become no ben surin amur, no ir meklat, and no egla arufa. And the other rabbi says, no, it is just a mitzvah, but it's not me'akev. Baruch Adonai Olam.